In each of the next four modules, you'll be provided with practice questions, which will address various issues related to the children. The responses you'll receive will be general in nature and should not be taken as applicable to all energetically sensitive children. The questions provided are those that have been most frequently asked over my years of connecting with the kids. You'll be asking these questions directly to the collective consciousness of the children. Remember to, number one, practice and connect in the name of the I Am presence that you are. Number two, connect to the collective consciousness of the children and write down the information that you receive. Number three, remember, if you're confused or uncertain about the responses that you receive, go back and ask the collective consciousness of the children to either help you open to receive or to clarify what you have received. There are no wrong responses. Here's a helpful hint. It's more important that you set a clear intention to be of service and that you trust whatever you receive as a pathway to deeper interactions with children. The collective consciousness of the children knows when you are sincere in your intent, and they'll find all kinds of ways to support the evolution of your connection to them. Additional practice. As a means of additional practice, I would also suggest that you find someone who will let you share your skills with them. Set it up so that someone you trust will let you check in on the questions presented here, but related to their child. Provide them with your responses and ask for their feedback. This is the fastest way to learn, to build trust in what you're receiving, and expand your curiosity about what individual children have to share with you. Now, here are the physical body questions to ask the collective consciousness of the children. Number one, what is the one dietary change or requirement that benefits most energetically sensitive children? Number two, generally speaking, how do vaccines impact the systems of energetically sensitive children? Number three, what's the most supportive means of enhancing communication with a nonverbal child? Number four, why do children diagnosed with autism insist on sleeping with their parents? Number five, why do children on the spectrum typically lack physical coordination? You'll also find these questions in the supplemental document, so you can print out that page and write the responses you receive right there. I'll also provide some of the most common responses to these questions in the next module. I'll see you there.